In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Brian John Abel of Bath, Somerset, who died on the 19th of January 2025, aged 93. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. David George Antrobus of Waterlooville, Hampshire, died on the 29th of December 2024, aged 70. He served as a pilot officer in the Royal Navy. Stanley Albert Booker of Christchurch, Dorset, died on the 26th of January 2025, aged 102. He served as a squadron leader in the Royal Air Force. Gerald Brown of Flintshire, died on the 9th of January 2025, aged 86. He served as a fusilier in the Royal Artillery. Barry Collings of Rugby, Warwickshire, died on the 10th of March 2025, aged 94. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Brian Frederick Arthur Constable of Barrow-in-Furness, Cumbria, died on the 14th of February 2025, aged 92. He served as a staff sergeant in the Royal Engineers. Wesley Cotton of Welshpool Powys died on the 16th of February 2025, aged 89. He served as a private in the Wiltshire Regiment, Duke of Edinburgh's. Arthur Davis of Warwick died on the 27th of February 2025, aged 98. He served as a private in the Royal Warwickshire Regiment. Kathleen Dodds of St Helens, Merseyside, died on the 28th of February 2025, aged 83. She served as a senior aircraft woman in the Women's Royal Air Force. Donald Graham Fearnley of Plymouth, Devon, died on the 11th of March 2025, aged 95. He served as a warrant officer in the Royal Navy. Dennis Frederick Gamblin of Liss, Hampshire, died on the 24th of January 2025, aged 98. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps and Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. George Charles Godfrey of Colchester, Essex, died on the 15th of March 2025, aged 96. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Brian Arthur Goodman of London died on the 12th of December 2024, aged 97. He served as a warrant officer in the Royal Army Educational Corps. Brian Gould of Widnes, Cheshire, died on the 15th of November 2024, aged 89. He served as a private in the Army Catering Corps. Henrietta Gow of Leyland, Lancashire, died on the 9th of March 2025, aged 96. She served as a private in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Alan Geoffrey Greystock of Bradford, West Yorkshire, died on the 12th of March 2025, aged 94. He served as a leading airman in the Royal Air Force. Peter Harrison of Cheadle, Cheshire, died on the 1st of February 2025, aged 90. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force Police. Alexander Penman Watt Hart of Telford, Shropshire, died on the 1st of March 2025, aged 88. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Kenneth George Hibbard of Spalding, Lincolnshire, died on the 24th of February 2025, aged 87. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Marion Hibbins of Horncastle, Lincolnshire, died on the 10th of March 2025, aged 102. She served as a leading aircraft woman in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force. Arthur Higgins of Sheffield, South Yorkshire, died on the 30th of August 2024, aged 76. He served as a driver in the Royal Corps of Transport. Edward Hill of Salford, Greater Manchester, died on the 1st of March 2025, aged 90. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Peter Hopp of Newcastle upon Tyne died on the 1st of February 2025, aged 95. He served as a major in the Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire Regiment. Charles Houghton of Uxbridge, Middlesex, died on the 10th of February 2025, aged 95. He served as an aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Charles James of Spalding, Lincolnshire, died on the 7th of February 2025, aged 91. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Sidney Lee of Newport, Shropshire, died on the 4th of January 2025, aged 91. He served as a warrant officer in the Queen's Regiment. Cyril James Lewis of Bridgend, Mid Glamorgan, died on the 5th of March 2025, aged 103. He served as a private in the Royal Artillery. Stanley Ludlow of Ormskirk, Lancashire, died on the 2nd of February 2025, aged 96. He served as a private in the General Service Corps. Terence Lynch of Plymouth, Devon, died on the 16th of January 2025, aged 82. He served as a Marine in the Royal Marines. Alan Charles McIntosh of Marlborough, Wiltshire, died on the 10th of January 2025, aged 90. He served as a private in the Seaforth Highlanders, Rossshire Buffs, the Duke of Albany's. Malcolm Joseph Medcalf of Boston, Lincolnshire, died on the 8th of March 2025, aged 79. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army Service Corps. Peter Milner of Warrington, Cheshire, died on the 1st of December 2024, aged 91. He served as a bombardier in the Royal Artillery. Ernest John Moore of Llandudno died on the 1st of February 2025, aged 88. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Desmond Morgan of Neath, West Glamorgan, died on the 30th of December 2024, aged 90. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Ronald Morrison of Middlesbrough died on the 2nd of March 2025, aged 94. He served as a private in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. John Orme of St Helens, Merseyside, died on the 25th of December 2024, aged 93. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. Brian Joseph Palmer of Deeside, Flintshire, died on the 14th of February 2025, aged 89. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Betty Parry of Pwllheli, Gwynedd, died on the 22nd of February 2025, aged 99. She served as a leading aircraftwoman in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force. James Lewis Pellow of Coventry died on the 2nd of March 2025, aged 95. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Ronald Percy of Sheffield died on the 6th of January 2025, aged 96. He served as an aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Rosalie Helen Randall of Littlehampton, West Sussex, died on the 27th of February 2025, aged 100. She served as a nursing member in the Voluntary Aid Detachment. Stella Reed of Ormskirk, Lancashire, died on the 2nd of March 2025, aged 101. She served as a corporal in the Women's Royal Air Force. William Oliver Robertson of Paisley, Renfrewshire, died on the 10th of February 2025, aged 89. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Robert Robinson of Durham died on the 1st of February 2025, aged 84. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Engineers. Sheila Margaret Saville of Hemel Hempstead, Hertfordshire, died on the 3rd of March 2025, aged 100. She served as a leading aircraft woman in the Women's Royal Air Force. Gordon Sefton of Bingley, West Yorkshire, died on the 1st of February 2025, aged 86. He served as a musician in the Army. Arthur Christian Shaw of Tame, Oxfordshire, died on the 22nd of February 2025, aged 95. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. George Simpson of South Croydon died on the 3rd of March 2025, aged 101. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army Service Corps. Peter Simpson of St Leonard's-on-Sea, East Sussex, died on the 4th of March 2025, aged 87. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Rosemary Vera Stone of Abingdon, Oxfordshire, died on the 21st of February 2025, aged 97. She served as a captain in the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps. Edward Victor Tan of Addleston, Surrey, died on the 6th of March 2025, aged 101. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. Terence Roland Thomas of Porthcawl, Mid Glamorgan, died on the 17th of February 2025, aged 93. He served as a bombardier in the Royal Artillery. Ronald Thompson of Sheffield died on the 21st of February 2025, aged 96. He served in the primary training wing. Colin James Timbrell of Clacton-on-Sea, Essex, died on the 12th of March 2025, aged 91. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Gertrude Tomlinson of Derby died on the 17th of February 2025, aged 96. She served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Thomas Walsh of Bognor Regis, West Sussex, died on the 1st of November 2024, aged 92. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Military Police. And Derek Whiting of Smethwick, West Midlands, died on the 13th of February 2025, aged 95. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff, members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page at blindveteransuk.muchloved.org.